Plan B reduces the chance of pregnancy by more than 80% if taken within 72 hours after sexual intercourse. The Food and Drug Administration says it should be available only by prescription until manufacturers show they can prevent sales to teenagers. But the nurses who answer the new Wisconsin hotline can provide prescriptions and explanations to women of any age within 24 hours, in some cases free of charge. It's operated by Wisconsin Family Planning and Reproductive Health Association. Director Lon Newman says the goal is to make emergency contraception, or EC, as widely available as possible.
Certainly if women are in rural areas or their only pharmacy is Walmart, which doesn't stock EC in the pharmacy, things like that, they may have some access issues. But I feel we are in a good position to get out and actually do what we do, which is prevent unintended pregnancies.
Newman says a federal Medicaid waiver for Wisconsin makes all contraception free for low-income women aged 15 to 44. He says in some cases his clinic will send pills overnight express or phone in prescriptions to local pharmacies. The effort is similar to a national hotline called the Not Too Late Line.
This hotline tells you about emergency contraception and gives the names and phone numbers of places nearby where you can get emergency contraceptives.
Abortion opponents like Pro-Life Wisconsin aren't happy with these efforts to encourage use of a pill they say causes a chemical abortion. Pro-Life Legislative Director Matt Sandy says making it easily available to young women is a bad idea.
And that's our concern, that if we're going to be promoting this, the morning after pill, to very young women, it's going to fuel sexual promiscuity, which in turn will lead to increased underage pregnancies, sexually transmitted diseases, and increased abortions.
Sandy cites a study in Scotland showing abortions are up there since the morning after pill became available. Family planning groups cite their own studies that show women don't use the emergency pill as their primary method of birth control. The Ellen Guttmacher Institute predicts 800,000 fewer abortions each year if the pill were more widely available. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.